Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Munchcast is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. This is Munchcast with Cammie Blackstone and Leo Laporte. This is episode 54 for December 21st, 2008. Junk food gift ideas. Munchcast is brought to you by Audible. For your free book and a whole lot more, visit audiblepodcast.com/munchcast. And by listeners like you. Thanks so much for your contribution. We couldn't do TWiT without it. Time for Munchcast, the show that gets you bloated just by listening. Hello, Cammie Blackstone.
Hello, Leo, and happy holidays. Are you all done with your Christmas shopping?
All done? I've not yet begun.
Well, I'm here to save you.
You are?
Yes, but you know, the problem is you probably, like all the people in your life, probably don't want junk food related gifts, but...
No.
Just in case, I am here with a whole list of great ideas for the junk food enthusiast.
You're kidding. Like, this whole show is going to be about gifts for the junk food enthusiast.
Yes. And speaking of which, really fast, I forgot to ask you last time.
Yeah.
When it was your birthday, I sent you an e-card. Did you get it?
I did. But I haven't opened it yet. I've been saving it.
You need to open it because it's something that I think it's very munchcastic.
But I was saving it because I didn't want to, I wanted to open it on the show.
Well, open it now.
Shall I open it now?
Yeah.
Oh, man, this is so exciting. Yeah, it's here somewhere.
It was like 3 weeks ago,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and they kept bugging me saying, when are you going to open it? When are you going to open it? You're going to open
it?
Well,
now it's probably expired.
When are you going to open it? No, it's not. I don't think it expires, does it?
I don't know, but I was so excited when I found it for you. I found it for you actually long, long time ago. And I was grateful that I remembered because it's very important in the Leo Laporte life.
Well, man, I better open it here. Hold on.
Like when we were talking about pizza and you were talking about like the best place to get pizza.
Yeah. It's related to that.
Yeah.
Oh man. Where did I put it?
For pizza's sake.
I stuck it somewhere. What is the company that makes this? What is the...
I don't know.
You don't remember? No.
It was like a random one.
Well, I'll be honest. That's why I don't open them, because I don't know.
No. You need to open it. Shucks. Let's see.
I'll find it. It's here somewhere. Wait a minute. Let's see. Birthdaycards.com/pickup. There you go. There's the problem right now. Worcester Street. Oh, wait a minute. The best people in the world, pets in the world, Frank Pepe's. It's a Frank, you're right. It's a virtual pizza and it's rolling down the street of New Haven. Okay, you're right. This is very cool.
I was so excited. I would never have sent you just
there
a
it is.
Like a monkey.
There it is. Perfect. Oh, Sally's. Oh, there's Sally's. That's the best. Oh, Sally. But I'm a Pepe's guy, not a Sally's guy.
Oh, sorry.
No. This is Pepe's. The best pizza in the world. Look at that. Ooh, look at the cannoli.
Does it bring you back? Back to your college days, Leo.
It does. Frank Pepe, there he is. They make them in Old Reliable, serving New Haven since 1925. Pizzeria Napoletana.
What's that?
This is the part where a virus infects your computer.
Oh, no. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm just kidding. Tomato pies, it says. Oh, I see. Yeah, because they call them tomato pies, not pizzas there. In fact...
Yes?
You gotta...
Get out of that. Just get the hell out.
Well, a pain de pizza by Howard Goldbaum. And then Howard Goldbaum has a Frank Pepe pizza tribute page where you can also find something very similar to this card. Actually, it's the intro to the page. Look at that. Oh, it was such good pizza. If you could send me that for a holiday gift, I would eat it.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry. I can't.
No, you can't.
But if you have a pizza lover on your list and you're trying to, you know, you're feverishly trying to figure out what to get them, I do have a couple of ideas for you.
Okay.
There's a good website called pizzatools.com.
Now, here's the question. Here's the question. Is it a tool for pizza or is it I am a tool for pizza?
Well, I guess that if you hang out at that site a lot, you kind of are a tool for pizza.
I am. But I admit it.
But they have all these like special little contraptions that you can like use to make your crust better. They have like these weird, they're called pizza V's that you balance the pizza on and it makes it have like all, you know, better heating all the way through and it makes a crisper crust. It has pizza boards. It has pizza delivery hot bags. It has everything you would ever need for the pizza fan.
Is it for the commercial? Is it like the commercial people or is it?
You can order regular folks like you and I.
Oh, look at this. Learn about our innovative pizza cutter, the Equalizer. Yeah. Every piece exactly the same. It's a multi-blade rocker knife that cuts perfect equal slices. Perfect for school lunch programs.
Isn't that awesome? Okay, you know what else is awesome?
What?
There's this thing, they're called the Progressive International Pizza Scissors. Now, I found them on Amazon.com.
Yeah.
Basically, it's like the world's longest address. That's what I'm going to tell you. But just Google Progressive International Pizza Scissors. And they're these scissors that not only do they slice the pizza, but one part of the, okay, when one part of the scissor is like pie shaped or like a, like a pie slice shaped. So as you're cutting, you're scooping the pizza out and giving it support. You see what I'm saying?
Not really.
Oh, come on.
What do you mean? Okay, I'm looking at it right now.
And it has like a flat, like pie shaped scoop.
Yeah. So are you saying you would use this to cut and serve?
Yes, because then you could cut it and then scoop it right up and it's all, you know, it doesn't fall apart.
Do we really want to cut our pizza with scissors, I guess would be my question.
Well, it also works for focaccia.
Oh, I love focaccia. Oh, yeah. You know, I'm looking at the on Amazon. It does have this kind of clever, you know, cut then serve.
Yeah.
Cut then
handy.
Serve. Cut
handy. Now,
serve.
As long as we're talking Italian.
And that's
food.
Cheap, too. That's an inexpensive, that's a good gift. Only $13.95.
Well, there's, you know, most of the things that I'm going to recommend on this particular Munchcast are going to be affordable.
I have to say that I got something in the mail from John Hodgman today.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. You can't tell anybody because I was going to I'm going to surprise people. John's going to be on the show. You know, his new book, More Information Than You Acquire, is out. And so he's going to come on the show with Jonathan Colton, and they're going to do a little shtick for our holiday twit.
Oh.
Yeah. But he sent me a gift. And, you know, he said, I'm sending you a little something. It'll arrive on Saturday. And I thought, oh, that's great. He's going to send me his book. No. He sent
what
me
is it?
A bacon scarf.
Really?
Yeah. I haven't opened it yet. I'm so
excited. I'm really excited for you.
I'm so excited. And I wasn't
going to keep you sizzling warm.
I'm so excited. It was such a, to receive from the John Hodgman, it says, Shoppin's General Store, bacon scarf, 100% acrylic, do not eat.
And good, because then it's washable.
Really? You can wash acrylic?
Oh, yeah, but then you're going to have to throw in a bounce tissue because it'll have a lot of static cling.
Well, that's okay because the bacon will stick right to my body.
Mm-hmm. Keep you sizzling, piping hot.
So, and now, you know what? It comes wrapped in brown paper with string just like bacon would.
Oh, if you got it from the old-time butcher?
Yeah.
Your bacon man?
This is like the nicest gift I've ever gotten. I don't even want to open it, but I'm going to open it. I'm going to save it for tomorrow for Twitch.
You luck out.
Isn't that cool?
Okay, well, here's something you can get him, because we're kind of like venturing an Italian.
He loves this show. Yeah, he loves this show, yeah.
Well, don't listen, John Hodgman, because here's something, Leo, that you can get him.
Okay.
The twirling spaghetti fork. Now, this is really cool because it's actually available at Target. And you know how it's just so difficult sometimes to keep those noodles on your fork.
Yeah.
And sometimes, especially people who are prone to carpal tunnel syndrome.
Is this battery powered?
Yes, it is. It's if you go to Target.com and just put spaghetti fork under the search thing.
So you push a button and it spins?
It twirls your spaghetti for you.
Oh,
and it's only
$9.99. What a deal.
Such a bargain.
Such a deal. Wow. Two AA batteries required, not included.
Some assembly required.
Some assembly
but if you
required.
Notice, the tines of the fork are also sort of curved inward at the very tip.
I do notice that. What is that all about?
Well, it kind of gives a little clinging action.
So the spaghetti, which is known to be a little slippery,
right,
doesn't just fall right off the fork.
I know. So this is a great stocking stuffer or, you know, I don't know, a major gift for someone you don't like that much. But there's that one. And then also I found a lower tech version. If you don't want to have to spend money on
the batteries. Yeah.
If you go to coolest-gadgets.com, they also have a pasta twirling fork. But this one, what they've done is in the manufacturing of the fork, they twirled the handle. So...
Oh, you just draw it through your fingers.
Yeah.
And it twirls. And this is probably more ecologically sound.
Yeah. I mean, you know, but again, for those with carpal tunnel, the battery powered one is pretty good. Pretty darn good.
Watch in amazement as fork magically twirls and collects pasta.
Have you ever magic. Have you ever gone to the website as seen on TV.com?
No. Oh, that's a good idea. It's like everything you saw on TV.
Uh-huh. And so it's like Ronco World.
Yeah.
And so they've got a lot of great kind of kitchen-y junk food gadgets. I believe that it was on, I was looking on them because they have a whole bunch of just crazy.
Oh, this is amazing. Look at all this.
Yeah.
The Power Trainer Pro, the Aqua Globe GT Express, Pixos, Kid Clean, Buxton Bag. I mean, it's all here. All the crap, including the Barack Obama quarter. You may have seen the Barack Obama silver dollar. No, this is the Barack Obama gold plated quarter.
Okay, Leo, I sent you some links. Well, let me see. I'm going to send, if you go to Zazzle.com, I'm going to just send you this link right now because it's a long one. I'm going to need to post this one.
At munchcast.com, our fine website.
Yeah, which I haven't updated lately, but I will. Obama fan on your list.
Yeah.
I have a great Munchcastic. Why is this not working now? A really excellent. No, I don't want to get mail.
They have a lot of Obama stuff. There's a ton of stuff here.
Wait.
There's a lot of T-shirts. Wait a minute. They have 3,111 pages of Obama stuff on Zazzle.com.
Yeah, Zazzle has a lot of great stuff. It's just amazing. But they do have this really great Obama shirt. Because you remember how the Obama logo was like, you know, the O with like the American flag kind of dripping through?
Yeah.
Well, take a look at the link I just sent you. It's fantastic.
And I'm sure everybody at home will be getting an email from Cammie any moment.
I know.
Now
everyone.
With
sorry.
With that special link for the...
It is.
Oh, I love it. Oh, taste we can believe in.
Donuts and bacon 08. And then, so the big O is a donut. And then like the American flag part is a big slab of bacon.
Maybe I'll send that to Mr. Hodgman.
It's pretty great.
I think that's, you know, because I'm sure he likes donuts. We know we've established he likes bacon. Taste we can believe in. Who doesn't?
You know what else they have at Zazzle? They've got so much donut stuff, you won't believe it. But they have a whole thing, and I'm going to screw up the pronunciation again. I know when we did our donut episode, we were talking about the Polish
donuts. Oh, Polish donuts.
The Paczkis? Is that what they're called?
I don't know. Pierożkis? Paczkis?
No.
I don't know.
P-A-C-Z-K-I.
Paczkis.
Paczkis. So if you go to Zazzle.com/Polish and then the plus sign donut plus sign gifts, there are like a million different Paczkis sort of related items that you can order. So if there's, you know, a Polish donut fan on your list, here we go.
Wow.
Got Paczki hat, got Paczki shirt.
They have quite a few donut related gift items.
Oh my God. There are so many great donut gifts out there. It's unreal. But if you're the ultimate donut fan, I mean, this would be the gift for them. But this is like possibly the priciest thing on my list. Okay. If you go to taylorgifts.com, the address is so hard and long. I'm just going to
put this in the show notes. Just say Taylor Gifts and we'll
taylorgifts.com and you search. It's the dough pneumatic. It's a little contraption. Place on your countertop. It makes warm, delicious mini donuts.
Oh, I'd love that. How much is that?
It's $119.
I don't care.
Taylor Gifts. It's the cheapest at Taylor Gifts. I found it $139 elsewhere.
Wait a minute. I searched for Donomatic and I got the Revital Leg Massager.
No. Okay. Search for Donut Maker.
Yeah. And do they spell donut in the traditional or the non-traditional way?
Non-traditional. Although on the actual packaging of the donut, Donumatic.
Oh, I want this.
Can you see it now?
Yeah, it's Dough-NU-Matic. That's why. And look, they're little tiny donuts. I want this.
It's so cute. And it says, just add dough. And so it doesn't come with dough. Watch it as it automatically forms, fries, and drains. The rest is up to you. Add icing, sprinkle with sugar, dip in chocolate. The possibilities are endless.
This is like the little donut making machine in Homer Price, that great kids book. Remember, he stands in front of the donut making machine in the bakery window and he just falls in love with it. And this is the coolest thing.
And just think how delicious your kitchen would smell in the morning with piping hot donuts bursting out of that little machine.
You think Mr. Hodgman would like this? Because I would like to send him this.
But, you know, then you got to make your own dough. It'd be cool if it was like an easy bake oven.
It'd just be a funny thing for him to have, though.
Especially, it's such a good name, the Dough-Pneumatic.
Dough-Pneumatic. It probably doesn't work. I mean, it probably, you turn it on once. And, boiling oil melts the plastic. I guess you won't be using that again.
Well, I wonder why they only made one that made mini donuts. Like, why don't they make one that's, you know.
Well, because you don't have room in your house for the full size.
You take up your whole garage.
I'm buying it right now.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
You are such an impulse
buyer. It's $119 automatic donut maker. How much? Wait a minute. Just think about this, Cammie. How much a week do you spend on donuts?
I guess you're right. I guess it would pay for itself in like a month.
It pays for itself in a month. And imagine the hours of fun the children will have watching the boiling oil and the little things going. Does it? I hope it does the little thing where it has a little dropper that drops the little ring of fat of dough on the fat. And it goes, and the conveyor belt goes. I hope it's like that.
And then just think how your children could express their creativity with, you know, the sprinkles and the toppings and all of the different powdered sugars and so all great. Kinds of stuff.
But don't eat them too fast. You'll burn your tongue.
Oh, can't have that. Oh, if I had a nickel for every time.
This would be really fun to have in the Twit Cottage. Is just say when somebody comes in, hey, you want a fresh donut?
You know, I wonder if you can just do like them one at a time, like, or if you have to, you know, like,
it's
if you just
a
like
big a, process, you probably
like a
have
quarter
them,
of a cup in and come up with like
dough.
Three donuts.
They really need one with an extension that you just put flour and water in and donuts come out the other end.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe you can like hook it up to a bread maker or something.
Yeah, because you got to make the dough and then it's got an oil fryer. It says enclosed oil fryer makes cleanup easy. I'm not sure why that would be.
Hmm.
I guess. Oh, I get it. It's enclosed, so there isn't oil everywhere.
Oh, that's a relief. That's a relief.
They're so cute. I want a little donut.
Okay. All right.
I think this would be a great addition to the Twit Cottage. Is a little automatic donut maker, and then when somebody comes out here, I could say, "Would you like a donut?" And they say yes, and I say, "No problem." But first, I have to go make some dough. And I come back an hour later, the dough's risen. I put it in the machine. I say, press this button. I'll say, have you been heating up the oil while I've been gone? They said, oh, no, I didn't know I was supposed to. Oh, come on.
And then as fast as you can say, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, you have a donut the size of a quarter.
That's the best part. After all of that, it's this big. It's a little bitty donut.
You have a Cheerio. With powdered sugar on it.
Now, Mr. Mac has sent us a link to donutmachines.net where you can actually, if you're willing to spend just a little bit more, have a full donut production going on in the high production donut machine makes them full size, 2,400 mini donuts an hour, 360 large donuts an hour, 480 medium donuts an hour.
They're spelling donut the right way, right?
D-O-N-U-T.
D-O-N-U-T.
Like do nut.
Machine.
Hey, wait a minute. Here's a gas-fired donut machine.
Wow. If you could just get one like for your barbecue, you would be so set.
Oh,
so totally
man.
Set.
Why don't they have prices on this site? I guess if you have to ask, you really can't afford your own donut machine.
Well, I do have something that's another little contraption machine that's quite affordable for the sports fan in your life.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've often sung the praises of crock pots. I love crock pots.
Do you do crock pot cookery?
Oh, yeah. I usually do it on Monday mornings because then when we get home, our house is all smells really good and, you know, there's food to be had. So I'm a big believer in the crock pot, but they have these ones on Amazon.com and they're shaped. You can get different sports theme ones. So you can have a crock pot that they're called pro pots that are shaped like a basketball, or a crock pot that's shaped like a football.
Oh.
Pro pots, 1.5 quart football slow cooker.
Oh, I know who would like this. I used to work with a guy named Ken Marcus who had a Super Bowl recipe that was very simple, but you needed this exact pro pot to make it. I'll just tell you the recipe right now. It's so simple, I can tell you right now. You get a can of chili. Any kind, uh-huh. Doesn't matter. Get your favorite kind. It doesn't matter. You get a brick of Philadelphia cream cheese. You pour the chili and put the cream cheese in the crock pot. You turn on the crock pot. You stir every once in a while. And, in an hour or so, you've got the cream cheese melts in with the chili. You've got this fantastic dip.
I'll bet it's really pretty to look at, too.
Well, see, the real problem with chili is there's not enough fat in it. So I feel adding a brick of cream cheese. Yeah,
exactly. Everything's better with a brick of cream cheese added, I've found.
Oh, yeah.
Everything.
Well, and if you had this Pro Pots 1.5 quart football slow cooker, you'd be set.
Isn't that a great gift?
See, Fantastic. I could send this if I still knew Ken, I could send him a can of chili, a brick of cream cheese, and this, and it'd be under $25. And man, he'd be the happiest man on earth. And ready for the Super Bowl.
And you know what? It is just right around the corner.
It's coming up.
I got to remember that for our Super Bowl edition.
Many times did I have Ken's Super Bowl chili dip? Many, many years.
You need to track him down. Can't you do that?
I can track him down.
Track him down.
There's a thing called the internet. Everybody is findable on the internet.
Right. Right. Sometimes it costs money, but you can still find him.
Oh, yeah. No hiding from me. Velveeta cheese would be, if you want more of an orangey color, listener 1291, cleverly named, suggests that. They just do Velveeta instead.
Oh, right.
Brick of Velveeta. No, not the slices. That's not economical.
No, and it's wasteful because then you have all those plastic wrappers to contend with.
Exactly.
Hey, I got a couple of great tools for the kitchen for the busy cook on your list who needs a special something they probably don't already have. One of them is onion goggles. Now you can get those at TaylorGifts.com. And so you put on the onion goggles when you're dicing and slicing.
Sure you do.
And then you don't tear up because how many times have I been getting ready for a cocktail party? Totally have my makeup on, looking great. And then all of a sudden I'm dicing and slicing and I look like Alice Cooper within seconds because of the tears. Mascara all over my face.
Oh,
1998.
And these are beautiful. 1998, this happened to you?
No, that's how much they cost.
Oh, okay.
The
I thought that was the year you'll never forget. When that happened, the mascara was running. So now this is interesting. I'm looking at these. It looks like they've got foam rubber. They're like foam rubber lining so that nothing will enter. No gas will come in. You could chop onions till the cows come home.
I think this would work probably in any sort of toxic situation.
Absolutely.
If there was ever I bet it's the same glasses and goggles that the hazmat teams wear.
But these are stylish. They got a nice green trim on them. It makes them look like you're jazzy.
It makes you look sporty.
Sporty. Very
sporty. Now, I found
sporty.
This other crazy gadget. I've never even heard of this. But, if you want to cook, but you really don't want to, get anything dirty, and you don't want to have to worry about pots and pans,
yeah.
There is this called a Toasta bag. T-O-A-S-T-A bag.
Yeah.
And they're available at firebox.com.
Well, now Firebox doesn't seem too fond of them. They say this is perhaps the crappiest looking item on our entire site.
Well, it's crappy looking, but it works.
It's a thick plastic bag with handles. And then what?
Well, so if you wanted a grilled cheese sandwich, but you didn't want to have to fry up some butter in a pan, you just put your grilled cheese, you put the bread and the cheese in the bag, stick it in your toaster, and none of the cheese melts in your toaster.
No, it's just off the bottom of the bag.
Yeah, but you can warm up your pizza that way, or...
This is pretty funny. It says, after a few attempts, we whipped up a perfectly palatable omelet. There you go. That's a sterling recommendation. We didn't get around to doing salmon fillets or chops. The instructions claim you can do both, but a normal can of beans was warmed up thoroughly. What are you putting beans in your toaster for?
Well, it's because you do it in the bag, and then you don't have to, like, wash a pan.
You have to wash a bag?
No, you just throw it away.
Oh, you throw away the bag.
Yeah, it's for the lazy. That's what it says. That's their tagline.
Not for the gourmet, for the lazy.
Okay.
Okay.
I have another great thing here for you, Leo. This
I don't know
great.
How you could top the onion goggles and the toaster bags, but...
Okay. This is so cool for the Twit Cottage.
Yeah.
You know how like when you get the big 2-liter bottles of soda and you have to unscrew the top and then you know it goes flat after a while?
Yeah.
At coolest-gadgets.com, they've come out with the refrigerator fizz saver dispenser. And basically what it is
it's a keg for your soda bottles.
You just turn your soda bottle upside down, and then you like screw it into the stand, so it's like upside down in your fridge, and then you jam this tap into the soda can or soda bottle, and then it's just like having a keg.
It's like tapping a Mountain Dew.
Isn't that cool?
Wow. That's you think it works? How does it pump the? I mean,
well, because you're not opening like the whole thing, you know, because see, they're not letting any of the air out of the bottle, right?
So it never goes flat.
That's what they're saying. That's what they say at coolestgadgets.com. And they've never lied to me before.
You've never been there before.
Right. Whatever.
Okay. I like it. No, I'm liking this. I really am. I think these are, if anybody's a Munchcast fan, these are the kinds of things that they would truly cherish.
Exactly. Oh, you know what?
What?
I'm really excited. I have a great Audible pick.
Well, let's do it.
I was looking for books, you know, for the junk food enthusiast as part of the gift guide that we're doing right now.
Yes.
And there's a really cool book that's on Audible called Twinkie Deconstructed.
You mean a book about the Twinkie?
Yeah. And it's
on
Audible.
Neat.
And it's like let me actually read it. But from what I remember when I was doing my research.
Well, I have to think you have a very good memory. I'm sure you can remember. Exactly.
It said something like he was trying to explain, like his kids would ask him, like, where did that come from? Where does this come from? And then they were asking him all the stuff. So he decided to track the Twinkie from its very beginnings through its whole lifespan.
Well, did you see Wally? Because they still have Twinkies in the future. And they're just as fresh as ever.
Of course they are.
This is by...
I didn't see Wally, but I did just see Milk and, you know, the Twinkie.
Oh,
plays
it goes with it. That's right. The Twinkie defense. Do you think, Hostess went out of business.
They didn't.
Didn't they?
I don't think so.
Didn't Wonder
still
Bread?
Around?
They're still around? Oh, okay. I thought they.
Maybe somebody bought them.
Maybe I missed it. Mother's Cookies almost went out. You heard that story, right?
Yeah.
But they came back. Kellogg's bought them.
Woo!
So the little green and pink or whatever, white and pink animal crackers. I love those. So here's what you do. You go to audiblepodcast.com/munchcast and you sign up for a lovely gold account, which means you get a book a month for Audible and your first book is free. And this is Twinkie. Let's listen to a little bit. I mean, I don't know what this is going to sound like. Let's hear The Story of the Twinkie by Steve Ettlinger.
Among other reasons, but also because these vendor relationships change constantly. Many ingredient destinations are not traceable, as they are sold to distributors, not directly to the bakeries. I have made every effort to be technically accurate, but because our food supply is considered vulnerable to terrorists, some location or company details have been omitted upon request.
Wait a minute. You can't...
What?
We can't tell you where the special cream filling comes from, because if we do, the terrorists win. You know, that's the first thing the terrorists are going to go after is our Twinkies. That's a symbol of everything they don't like about America.
You know what, though? The terrorists think, I'm sure they would turn things around. They would turn their lives totally around if they had a little creamy filling.
Maybe that's what's wrong with this world, is they more Twinkies.
More
we
donuts.
Need more yes.
Sweet,
I'm gonna. You
sweet.
Know what? I'm going to send a mini donut machine to the Palestinian Liberation Organization. Maybe that's what the PLO needs. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, a donut.
Or maybe if you sent a mini donut machine to Congress, like maybe they would be able to figure out our economic situation.
Sure. And we won't disclose where the ingredients come from. Twinkie Deconstructed by Steve Ettlinger. Our pick of the week. Look, you're going to love Audible. 51,000 wonderful books. Not just books, radio shows, comedy club appearances, podcasts. It's all there. If you like listening, you'll love Audible. AudiblePodcast.com/Munchcast. We thank them so much for their support of Munchcast. We couldn't do it without them.
Thank you. Thank you. Maybe we'll send Audible a mini donut machine. So grateful.
Yeah. You know, next year, if I have time, I just think I didn't have time this year. Next year, I think everybody on the Twit Network should get a mini donut machine.
Well, you know, if you can't afford to send them a mini donut machine, you could send them. There's a book called Glazed America, A History of Donut. It just came out earlier this year. It's by Paul R. Mullins, Glazed America, A History of the Donut. Mm. And for our folks, our neighbors to the north,
yes,
The Donut, A Canadian History by Steve Penfold.
I wonder, you know, I mean, one of the things that became apparent to me, in fact, I think the first week I went to Canada to do the TV show, was that Canadians love their donuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's cold up there and there's, you know, donuts. I don't know. They're like comfort food. I would never think of eating donuts in the summer.
There's
wintertime.
There's a donut in every corner.
A donut shop?
Yeah.
Or just
No, I'm sorry. You're right. Thank you for the clarification. We wouldn't want people to go. You know, people came to America. They heard the streets were paved with gold. They, you know, it was really kind of upsetting.
Such a letdown.
Yeah. We wouldn't want people to go to Canada thinking there's a donut on every corner.
No.
But there is a donut shop on every corner.
And because this is Munchcast, there's going to be a bacon slice on every corner. I have more bacon gifts for you.
I just want to clarify that Wonder Bread is no longer produced in Southern California.
Were we confused about that?
Yeah. Well, no, I was saying that they were out of business. They're not out of business.
You said Hostess was out of business.
Oh, you're right. Twinkies and Wonder Bread aren't the same thing, are they?
No. No, they're both very white, but neither has any fiber.
Wonder Bread and Hostess not the same thing?
No. Oh. Wonder Bread's a loaf. Hostess is
a golden sponge cake with a creamy filling. Yep. Oh, that's right. That's Continental Bakery, which is owned by Interstate Bakeries Corporation.
Okay. Are you good now?
I'm feeling better.
Okay. All right. Because if you were feeling down, I know what would cheer you up.
What?
The Bacon Genie. Now at TaylorGifts.com.
Taylor Gifts is really the place to go. What is this?
I know. They got a lot.
Yeah.
Well, the Bacon Genie makes up to 12 strips of delicious crispy bacon in the microwave in seconds. No more messy splatters from stovetop frying or piles of paper towels to sop up the grease.
Oh, so it has a drip pan?
Yeah. It has a reservoir.
A reservoir.
Dishwashing, safe cleaning.
Oh, and tongs, look, it's got little tongs.
Included.
About the cheapest tongs I've ever seen.
I think those are tweezers.
They look like tweezers.
I don't know, or a hair clip. I don't know.
But you know, it's only $8, so really, you know.
The Bacon Genie, you know, and if that doesn't work for you, there is, we've mentioned it before, the Wow Bacon contraption, which is at wowbacon.com, is another bacon cooking technological innovation.
What does it do?
Well, this is the one, it kind of looks like a pitcher, and it's another microwave cooker, and you stand the bacon up in it, and then somehow, when you microwave it, it comes out crispy and delicious.
I just put it in the microwave with a paper towel underneath it and a paper towel above it and zap it for 2 minutes and it works. I don't think I need a special cooker.
Well, maybe you don't, but maybe there's a bacon fan on your list who does. And if they don't want that or they don't need that, if you go to bacontoday.com and then you go to the bacon shop, they have so many different amazing bacon supplies. I mean, you could seriously buy somebody a bacon gift every day of the year and still have leftovers.
That would really scare John Hodgman. Every day of the year, another bacon gift. By the end of the year, he'd be bazooties. He'd be, is he going to send me next? I can't believe there's a website called Bacon Today. What have we tapped into? Huh? There's some sort of bacon lust going on.
Oh, yeah, there is. I mean, you know, well, it's just, it smells too good. It's too crispy and delicious. It's savory. It goes well with chocolate. I mean, my son dips his bacon in syrup. There's nothing it doesn't go well
with. They've got bacon pillows.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. This is a little scary. An article from the Santa Rosa Press Democrat, our own local newspaper, that says the candy of meats has fallen by the wayside in terms of hipness and popularity.
What?
Yeah. She says bacon has jumped the shark. How could that be?
Well, you know, maybe it is so popular that it's jumped the shark. And so people who used to kind of like think they were cool because they liked bacon when it was unpopular are now kind of getting away from it.
Yeah.
Okay. On Bacon Today, I clicked a link. Have you seen this Diet Coke with bacon?
That's not real, is it?
I don't know.
It would be tasty. Bacon-flavored Diet Coke.
And soft drinks, Diet Coke with bacon is sure to introduce you to a flavorific good time. This drink is so important that it even has its own MySpace page. Who needs Diet Coke with lime or cherry Coke?
I don't think that's a measure of importance, by the way. I can think of a lot of things that have their own MySpace page that are not important.
All right. Well, let's just get away from bacon.
Do you think it's real, though? I mean, I want to know if there really is, because I want to buy it.
Let's see.
Bacon-flavored Diet Coke. And it's diet, so it'd be a way to get, like, your bacon.
It would be sort of like when you're on, when I knew people who were on that Atkins diet, and they didn't eat, like, bread, but they would eat tons of bacon.
Oh, yeah. That can't be good for you.
No. All right. So
Mentos with, wait, what did you say?
I said, I wonder if you put Mentos in the, bacon Coke, I wonder what happens.
Oh,
I know
wow.
You know.
That would be an eruption.
Minty, fresh bacon flavored Coke. Now, if we go, I have a one last, we'll end with a sweet spot here. Cakespy.com, which is a great website. They came out with their gift guide, and it has lots of great stuff for the baker on your list or someone who just loves cupcakes or cakes, anything like that. If you go, they have gifts under $10 that include little cupcakes on keychains.
Oh,
they have little coffee stirrers that have chocolate on the edges.
Yum.
They have all kinds of great stuff.
And here's something for the dogs. It's from pettyfourlegs.com. It's dog cupcakes.
Oh.
They're wheat and corn-free cupcakes. I bet they have bacon in them. They have natural peanut butter, yogurt frosting, miniature hand-piped yogurt bone decorations. Oh, that's cute.
Yogurt bone, adorable. I like the great big stuff.
You
look at the bottom. Well, there it shows a boy eating this gigantic ice cream cone. GreatBigStuff.com has just giant things. So, for instance, if you want to give somebody the biggest ice cream cone in the world, they do have an ice cream cone that is 33 inches high.
Oh, that's amazing. Look at that.
I'm going to their website under food and drink. They also have a great big Heinz ketchup bottle. They have a great big Hershey's Kiss.
That's pretty cool. So everything is giant at this site.
Oh, my God. They have the great big ice cream hat. That's cute.
What is that site again? I want to go there.
It's really cool. It's greatbigstuff.com.
Greatbigstuff.com. Wow. But it's all fake. You can't eat any of it.
No, but for the fan, you know, the junk food, fast food fan, it's kind of funny.
$50 for the triple scoop cone. I don't know. This is funny. The whole site is just big stuff.
Just big, big stuff.
I think that's
great big
funny.
Glass Coke bottle, great big candy cane.
It's amazing.
Great big raisin bread.
It's amazing how the internet has allowed people to specialize.
I know. I wonder if they were doing sort of a line item sort of budget, like how many of the great big corn cobs do they sell annually?
I can't imagine the giant ketchup bottles are that popular.
The giant pickle, 3.5 feet long.
I'm thinking they probably have to make these up to order.
Really? God, they'd be really expensive then, wouldn't they? Let me see how much this great big Tabasco bottle
is. Who wants a child-sized crayon for $37? Or order a set of six for just $177.
Well, if you want a 16-inch tall, this is ridiculous. Okay, a 16-inch tall, that's not even that tall, Tabasco bottle.
Wow.
Is
it got, but it has no Tabasco in it.
I'm wondering if it does because it's $189.
Yeah. See, I think this is, the Heinz ketchup bottle is 57 inches. That's almost five feet. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's Heinz 57. It's not that big. But it's expensive. It's 120. It's like 2 feet tall, 3 feet tall. But it's $130. Wow, it's interesting. You think they sell a lot of this?
I think we need to have them on our show.
I would like to know more about this. Oh, look at this. Here's a shotgun shell that could be used as a mailbox. The mailman's going to love that.
Oh, nice. Here's a giant martini glass. This is just, I mean, you would have to use an entire bottle of gin to fill this thing up.
Oh, wait a minute, Cammie. How could you have missed this?
What?
This is an ice cream hat.
That was the one I was talking about. Isn't it great? The hat.
Oh, I love it.
It looks almost kind of like a turban in a way.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was a hat. I thought you were just talking about the giant ice cream cone.
No, the hat.
You would look like a pretty dorky person wearing that.
It's sort of like a genie hat.
Maybe I can order this. Wouldn't that be sad? My son's expecting like a great Christmas, right?
Yeah.
If he comes, he runs downstairs in the morning. Oh, mom, daddy's all excited. Maybe there'll be a bike or a BB gun under the tree. And the nice thing is these are really big boxes, right? Because it's big. So it's a big box. Oh, it's something exciting. It's a giant box. He opens it up. Inside, it's an ice cream hat.
Or a giant Heinz 57 bottle.
Happy Christmas, son. Where's my bike? No, we got you an ice cream hat instead.
You know who should advertise, though, is if roastmyweenie.com.
Roastmyweenie.com.
Yeah, this is for, there are all these different ways to roast hot dogs and marshmallows.
Oh, wow.
Keep your dog up and off the deck. They have the Weenie Wing Commander.
Oh, it looks just like a Star Wars vehicle.
Yeah, and then you just jam those hot dogs on there. And I guess they.
So you don't want them on the grill. You want them kind of floating above the grill.
I like them with grill marks.
I don't understand. Yeah.
They have, well, it's just some of the things they have. They also have marshmallow.
Oh, this is not a good one. There's one that's a little obscene.
Yeah, I know.
And marshmallow's not so hot either. Holy, she's kind of made of marshmallows.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
But anyway, that's another little thing for the person who has everything on your list.
Don't you hate it when you scorch your weenie on the grill? Roast my weenie will save you. Cammie, you are amazing. How do you find this stuff?
I think we were so busy talking about all this stuff that we forgot to even play any of our songs, but that's okay.
We did, but we can end on a high note with a lovely little tune. This is called Nuttin' for Christmas. Or, wait a minute.
I think we want to play Junk Food Junkie.
I think we should end with Junk Food Junkie by Larry Gross. We could play the whole darn thing. It's from KTEL's Goofy Greats, available on Amazon.com for a mere pittance. Cammie Blackstone.
Leo Laporte.
Munchcast.com. And you can email her Cammie@Munchcast.com. And have a great Christmas. I won't see you till the new year.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Meli Kalikimaka. Are you going away?
I'm going to France.
Oh, you're going to go collect your daughter?
In search of donuts. No, yeah, I am going to visit my daughter. She's going to stay there till May.
Till May?
Till May.
Then I have time to visit her.
You, everybody does. Everybody have a great, happy Christmas and happy holidays. We'll see you next time on Munchcast.
In the daytime, I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. But at night, I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me. At lunchtime, you can always find me at the Whole Earth Vitamin Bar. Just sucking on my plain white yogurt from my hand-thrown pottery jar. And sipping little hand-pressed cider with a carrot stick for dessert. And wiping my face in a natural way on the sleeve of my peasant shirt. Yes, I do. But when that clock strikes midnight and I'm all by myself,
I work that combination on my secret hideaway shelf. And I pull out some Fritos corn chips, Dr. Pepper, and an old moon pie. I sit back in glorious expectation of a genuine junk food high. I'm listening to... In the daytime, I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. But at night, I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me. My friends down at the commune, they think I'm pretty neat. I don't know a thing about their arts and crafts, but I give them all something to eat. I was a friend to old Yule Gibbons, rest his soul, I only eat homegrown spice. I got a John Keats autographed Grecian urn filled up with my brown rice, you know I do. But lately I have been spotted with a Big Mac on my breath. Stumbling into a Colonel Sanders with a face as white as death. I'm afraid someday they'll find me just stretched out on my bed with a handful of Pringles potato chips and a ding-dong by my head. In the daytime, I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. But at night, I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me.